And now here's Patrick Hicks with poetry from Studio 47.
This is poetry from Studio 47. Welcome. Today's poet is, well, we're changing things up a bit today. Bear with me. Every school year, thousands of students all across the country memorize a poem and then recite it before their class. I remember doing this as a kid. Perhaps you do too. And ever since 2005, an organization called Poetry Out Loud has encouraged students in every state of our union to find a poem, lock it into memory, and then to stand before their class to recite it. Winners that participate in Poetry Out Loud move on from their school and their school district to compete at the state level. And if they win there, they go to the national championships in Washington, D.C. As Poetry Out Loud says in their mission statement, this program helps students master public speaking skills, build self-confidence, and learn about literary history and contemporary life. Since 2005, over 3.6 million students and 55,000 teachers from 14,000 schools in every single state, including the U.S. Virgin Islands and Puerto Rico, have participated in Poetry Out Loud. Winners have gone on to win tens of thousands of dollars, and I'm proud to say that students from South Dakota have competed in nationals year after year. The winner for 2019 was, in fact, a young woman from Minnesota. Preparation for Poetry Out Loud usually takes 2 to 3 weeks, and I've had the good fortune of being a state judge in the past. It's a lot of fun, and I can tell the students are having fun too. More information can be found at poetryoutloud.org. One of the aspects of this program is that some states have a competition for original poetry. That is to say, these are poems that are written by high school students and not performed or memorized. They are submitted on paper to a state judge who reads them. I've chosen 3 such original poems for you today. They were all written by high school students from right here in South Dakota. I'm pleased to read their work on air for you because this is the next generation of writers. These are the voices that will one day tell the story of our state. Our first poem today is from Natalie Kaufman. It's called I Am From. I am from daydreaming about turbulent blue waters and salty air. I am from looking at the doorknob in the mirror instead of myself. I am from making friends with a snake. I am from watching said snake being eaten by a hawk the next day. I am from painting galaxies on my ceiling so I can look up at night and see artificial stars twinkling. I am from hunching over my desk as I sculpt and paint. I am from dreaming of something more, but being too afraid and too self-conscious to achieve it. I am from clay stuck to my hands and paint ruining my nail polish. I am from getting paint on almost every hoodie I own. I am from walking along a lake shore and wishing it was an ocean. Our second poem comes from Lakota Pipgrass. It's called Christmas Is Here. Glistening white snowflakes fall from the wintry sky, all so akin but as unique as you and I. Snowmen and snow forts and cold rosy cheeks, little paw prints in the snow covering the icy creeks. The aroma of freshly baked cookies flows to your nose. The heat of the kindling fire warms you down to your toes. Presents and slippers and big fancy dinners, the season of giving makes us all feel like winners. The sound of favorite songs filling our ears, singing, it's the most wonderful time of the year. Brightly colored lights and mistletoe kisses, Christmas time is here, filled with blessings and wishes. And our final poem is from Anna Bottesini. This is The Man Who Ran the Soup Kitchen. He was like any book character, for his positive attributes failed to disguise a main flaw. He saw the homeless and the hungry as family and friends. The guests deserve personal experiences, not gloves hiding helping hands, which defied the rules and regulations. But he did not care if the government didn't understand the kindness he loved to share. With a cheerful expression and a round stomach, he helped food be given to the homeless from his loving hand. Charitable and generous as he was, antiquated and sexist beliefs blurred his vision. Even his glasses did not allow him to see that she was equal to he. Pasta and coffee scents perfumed the air, while only men were asked to carry items from here to there. A young teenage girl ignored him without a care. She easily lifted a box of food from the humid June Chicago air into the noisy, bustling kitchen. Sick of the treatment, the sexism, she decided to prove that she could do anything he could do, an act of rebellion to him, but nothing new to all those who believe women can do what men can do.
Poetry from Studio 47 is hosted and curated by Patrick Hicks. All poems used with permission, recorded live to tape at Augustana University, and produced by Peter Folliard. Thank you for listening.